Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey,
Yeah, I
what's
can
up?
hear you.
I gotcha.
Oh, I just called you a little while ago and you never answered.
I did not see it.
So, couple things. Did you ever pay the magic seal?
Never did. Why? Do you have the thing in front of you?
Oh, yeah. We got to pay that.
Okay, perfect. Will you send me the link?
I'll send you like a picture of it right now.
That would be so lovely.
Okay, so there's that. What else? I read your the document you sent me. I went through it. I meant to tell you that earlier. Well, that was what I think I saw you earlier to tell you that. And it's so comprehensive. It's like, wow, it's awesome. I mean, it's a really nice outline, but also kind of a quiz, I'd say, as to like how you got here, you know, the process and how you got here, and also like why it makes sense and how you sort of had to journey through some almost like proposals in order to get to that place of like, oh, this is why.
Do you think, do you think, like, do you know what I have to do now? Like, did it make sense to you or not really?
Well, you have to do like a, that's like going to be for a formal proposal, right?
Yeah, but like, do you have a idea of like what I'm building now or no? Not really.
Yeah, no, I would say so. I would, that's exactly what I was thinking when I was reading it. I was like, oh, okay, so this like certainly helps me better understand when people are like, well, what is it? I feel like I have a better understanding now of
Cool.
what, like what you're doing more
Yeah.
specifically than just like, oh yeah, you're facilitating water. And right, like the whole, your whole outline is like, well, no, if that's just one part of it, right? That there's many sort of like facets to what you're doing, and that's the whole point, is that it's not like a one track sort of idea,
That's right.
I guess.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's right.
So
Thanks
I
for
want to tell
saying
you,
that.
sure, yeah, it seems like you've worked really hard on creating that too, so
So far.
amazing.
Yeah.
The other thing was, I don't know if it's today, well, it's probably not today. Maybe tomorrow, I was thinking that I would like to go to Walmart for a couple things, like snacks or, you know, maybe just like some vacation stuff. And I wanted to try and find a new pair of like comfy shorts. But I didn't know if you guys wanted to come with me or like, you know, or do you want me to just go after work tomorrow before I get home? You know? Do you want to eke in on an adventure out to Walmart and just buy a bunch of stuff for vacation?
Okay, so I just paid magic seal, so that's dumb. We're Gucci.
Okay. Just because I think it said there was like a percentage they add on if you don't get it in by a certain time. That's
Just
the only
that, good to
reason.
go.
Okay.
Good looking out. No, but you know what I do think you should do is I think you should go. We don't ha I don't need to go at all. I have plenty of stuff. I'm totally Gucci. The only thing that I don't know if it's going to come on time is the stupid rafts I ordered, which were not even rafts. They were like sitting, they were like adult chairs. They were like little, like cool, like Amazon, like floating chairs for you and I.
What does your ETA say?
Hang on a sec. I'm going to get in here now.
All right, and then do you want me to just go to Walmart right now and we can just have leftover chicken for dinner?
We could. I thought that the whatchamacallit had to be done. No?
The meatloaf?
Yeah. Are they good for?
I don't know. I just saw them and I was like, okay, we'll make those. Meatloaf. Say 6:30.
Tomorrow. So we should be good.
It's 6:29 today.
Today's 6:29.
So we could have, yeah, we could have chicken tonight. And just do chicken salad tonight.
I'm down.
And then I'll just go right now and then meet you guys at home when you get home at 6:15 or so.
Yep.
And you can't think of anything else that would be needed for vacation? That's why I was like, oh, should I wait to go tomorrow? Because I didn't really have time to do an inventory. But maybe floats, you're saying? Like, should I look into floats? See
no.
if they have any?
Let me know what they come up with there. There's...
Okay.
Amazon kind of sucks.
Right.
And also, like, are you and I just going to be floating in the lake? Like, are we going to spend $50 on floats
no.
that we're never going to use? Are you and I going to float in the lake and just let our kids run around? You know what I mean?
So we're not, first of all. So this is the question that keeps coming up between Jeff, Sarah, and I. Because Jeff had pictures from when her and Joe went. I'm going to send them to you. Jeff is like, you guys, it's an actual drop-off. It is not walk into the lake. It's a drop-off. So let me send this to you. Because Joe said, well, maybe we, as we said, like, well, then maybe we should try and go to the beach one of the days or something like
Uncle
that.
Uncle Dan was specifically said that the beach is disgusting and that he doesn't.
I know that he said that, honey, but I don't know what to tell you. Like, if it's like Denny's, then the kids are going to be, like, miserable if they can't get into the water. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't get the adult ones. If anything, I would get more of, like, a raft that they're going to want to, like, sit on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. You going to send me? What did you send me here?
Just a picture that Jeff sent.
You guys are completely wrong. Over that fence is not a complete... See that little fence that's up?
Yeah.
That is not a drop-off. It slowly grades down right there to about 4 feet of water on both sides.
Okay, but, I mean, you've never been there. Like, I've never been there, so I'm like, yeah, that looks like it drops off.
No, it's not. The kids can get in all right there. It's that you want water shoes for sure.
Well, I have my Tevas, so I would just wear my Tevas in.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. The kids have water shoes.
Going to be totally Gucci.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if I remember right, and I'm certain I'm right, where that, even standing on Uncle Goose's dock, when you are in the water, where the edge of the dock is like waist high for me. So it's only like 3 feet deep at the edge of his dock.
Okay.
That's why he's never been able to keep a boat there.
Yeah, that's great. That works perfect.
Yeah. Should be good. I don't see myself like just floating in the lake with no care in the world. You know what I mean? So like
that's not what this will be for us.
Right. Get the kids a raft, right? One raft. I'll cancel these chairs. They're not supposed to come till Thursday anyway, so
let me see what I can find. I guess the question is there something to blow all this up with when we get there?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be
all
right.
A little of something, you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got the pump for River's Bend.
Okay. All right, good question. I'm going to go right now then, because I only have about an hour here, so let me go right now. You sure you don't want me to just wait and we can all just go after? Wait.
No, go now. Yeah, go now. We're good.
Okay.
We'll cut up some chicken when we get home. And...
All right, yeah, it just might not be, like, fully done by the time I get home if I'm going right this second.
You're not even going to be home. We're gonna kill you on the way home. You're going to be there for 2 hours, babe. That's, you know, and you're good. Go have fun. Totally
no,
good.
I'm not trying to go have fun. I'm just trying to get this stuff done quick, but I just, at the same time, was just busy at work all day. All right, I love you. I will see you guys when you get home, okay?
Stay all about. Love you.
Love you.
All right, bye.